If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Tell us all as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, that somebody bends unexpectedly.
When you go see the new Beauty and the Beast, the new live adaptation that'll open this Friday, over the closing credits, you'll hear this version of the classic song Beauty and the Beast, sung by John Legend and Ariana Grande. It's a beautiful version of this classic song, written by Academy Award winner Alan Menken. Alan has written songs for Disney films for about the last 25 years or so. Every one of his songs, memorable, one that you can sing along with, many of them Academy Award winning, like many of them from the movie Beauty and the Beast. Last weekend in Los Angeles, I sat down with the entire cast, and next week we'll play our interviews with Emma Watson and Dan Stevens and Josh Gad and Luke Evans and Audra McDonald, the cast that you see on screen. But this week I wanted to share this really charming interview that we did with Alan Menken, the Academy Award winning composer, who is at his piano when we did this interview. And we sat down and talked about the making of these songs from the classic film Beauty and the Beast.
A lot of emotions. A lot of emotions. Some, you know, anxiety. Are people going to like it? You know what? My dominant emotion going into this thing is, don't screw it up. You know? You know, what are we? We're doing it for the third time. They're animated, and then the Broadway show.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
so how could it possibly get screwed up? I mean,
how
really,
could it?
It just seems like it's.
Oh, let me tell you, you could screw it up. So many ways to screw it up. It doesn't mean that I would be responsible for screwing it up. You know, because I consider myself like an architect. You know, I design a structure that others could live in.
Yeah.
And I adapt the structure for a live-action film or for the stage or whatever. But still, you know, there's so many vital, vital aspects to this, you know, in terms of expanding the structure and how you expand it and giving new interpretations to characters and adding some new lyrics here and there.
Yeah.
And is it the right thing? Does the pace work? Are people going to like it?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you from the screening that I was at, people are going to like it very much. They were going crazy. Could you walk me through of how you built some of the most signature songs for this?
All right.
And how some were created and...
Well, you start with the prologue. That was a piece of temp music that the directors had put in there. They were using Sanson's Carnival of the Animals. And the reigning executive at that time, who we were dealing with, was Jeffrey Katzenberg, and he loved that piece of music, and it's a gorgeous piece of music. But obviously, I didn't want to use Sanson to open this, and I kept saying, "No, I have another piece. It's based on Beauty and the Beast." And he goes, "No, I like that piece of music." I have this other piece I wrote, and I like that piece of music. I said, "Okay, fine, I will write you my version of that." For Belle, it felt like a classical moment coming through the town. I knew there was going to be a lot of counter melodies, and you have that little town. It's a quiet village every day like the one before. And you want to keep it very pastoral so you can get to bonjour, 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 bonjour. There goes the baker with his drink. With Be Our Guest, I just wanted to give the simplest possible French music hall feeling music, and I gave it to Howard literally is a dummy. And I said, here's the music. Come back and I'll write you the real music. And I couldn't improve upon it. It had to be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Gaston, you know, we were going for a drinking song. No one's slick as Gaston. No one's And when Howard put that lyric in front of me, I literally could not get through setting it without spit taking all over the place because it was so hilarious.
Yeah.
And then we spent a lot of time working on Beauty and the Beast. We knew it had to be a very special piece of music. It also had to be able to be a pop single. Tale as old as time, true as it can be. Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. And that's...
Outside of the movie itself, did you have any notion whatsoever that Beauty and the Beast would become this classic...
No.
Every wedding, every...
No. You know, you try to basically keep your head in the process of serving the story and serving the characters and you know, putting the songs out there. And I deliberately don't ever fall in love with my own material. And I always prepared for someone to say, I don't know, I think you can do better and throw it out. And I go, okay, fine. Never, ever will I go, no, you can't throw it out. You have to keep that piece. No.
It's perfect. Yeah.
You can't.
Was there almost another version of Beauty and the Beast? Or another song that is so associated with this film production now that almost didn't happen?
Well, there are songs that happened that didn't get in. There was a song called Human Again that it was a 9-minute big number that was so ambitious. We finally was put into the animated later in a condensed version on a re-release, and it was in the Broadway show. It was one of Howard's and my most ambitious, beautiful songs, but it was so long, and so, you know, it was just something that the animators could not wrap their head around going, so we wrote this song called Something There instead.
Which is your favorite of all of the songs?
Well, that's my least favorite question, because I can never say what's my favorite.
Which is your favorite child, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't say that. They all have significance on their own level. And, if someone, at my project, someone says, oh, play me a song from whatever, I know there's all these different sort of spots, you know, in the arc that I could go to. And if I'm always going to the same spot, oh, here, the ballad, I'll just play you the ballad. That's kind of, unimaginative, or just the comedy song, or just the charm song, or just the opening number. To me, it's all about score. It's all about you serving a score,
yeah.
Or the villain number. You know, they're all fun and they're all good and they all have their own emotional justification.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry.
Is the man that wrote all these classic songs, Alan Menken. Next week, here on the Sunday Show, the stars of the new Beauty and the Beast. It opens next Friday. Saw the movie already and absolutely loved it. Give you my early review now. I'm going to give it a Dean's List A. Tell you a lot more about it between now and then. Quick break and we update news coming up next on WGN. Please, this Sunday morning, be our guest.
Man, you take a glass and then you be our guest. We are guests. Be our guest.